Welcome to Things That Are News. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Things That Are News, the podcast where a couple of guys hang out, drink some beers, and talk about some things that happened in the news this week. This week's episode is brought to you by United Airlines. Flying's a drag, but here at United Airlines, we beat more than just the prices. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-da-bing.
Is that a good...
Yeah, that was solid.
That was a good bit.
Yeah, well, it's not a bit. They're actually sponsoring us.
Yeah, no, but like they wrote a good bit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Good copy. Good copy this week.
Good cop. That's a PR term. I'm not... How's it going?
It's going good. The week was hectic, but it's going real good.
We're all very happy for you, Bailey.
Thank you.
Anything fun happen this week?
No, I'm lame.
Yeah, it's exciting.
My roommate put out an album. That was real cool.
Yeah, no one cares about your roommate.
Oh,
was it a good album? I listened to it, actually.
You did?
No.
Oh. Well, Bleach Bath.
Bleach
Badass
Bath.
Badass name.
Bleach Bath.
Yeah. Yeah. Punk rock.
Did you watch any cool shows this week or anything?
No, unfortunately not.
What are you watching? You watching anything?
Nothing at the moment. I've been watching the new Samurai Jack season, actually, though.
Is it any good?
It's okay. It's Samurai Jack. Like, they're trying to rehash it, and like he lost his sword, and he's trying to get a coup, and the same thing of all the
other
Samurai Jacks.
Still trying to get a coup.
Yeah. It's just Aku's real depressed because he's been trying to kill Samurai Jack for four seasons, and he hasn't been able to.
Did it like jump times, or did it like kick off where it left off?
It like jumped ahead, I think it was 2 years. 2 years, because Aku gave up trying to chase him after all the TV series. It's supposed to be the thing. He was like, fuck it, I can't kill the samurai. And now he's being nagged. It was like, your only purpose in life was to kill the samurai. And
you
still
can't even do that.
Yeah. So that's why he's going after him again.
What a waste.
Yeah. What are you watching?
TV show-wise? I just finished Star Wars Rebels, so now I don't know what to do with my life.
Oh, I didn't see the finale. I watched everything up to the finale.
So, like, what season? Like, the recent season?
Season 4? I watched, like a good half of season 4.
It's pretty good.
Is it on season 4 or season 3?
It's on season 3.
God damn it. Okay.
They just finished season 3.
I'm surprised that they did the whole Maul and Kenobi thing.
Did you see the Maul and Kenobi episode?
No, I didn't. I saw the YouTube clips.
Super anticlimactic.
That's why, yeah, I saw the YouTube clips.
I was pretty upset. I literally started watching that show because I heard they were going to do that.
Yeah.
And then, like, it got to that, and it was over in, like, 12 seconds.
Yeah, I thought they were going to draw it on a hell of a lot longer.
Yeah, right?
I guess, well, this won't be a spoiler. I guess it was kind of to illustrate how both, like, old and tired they were. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I expected more from Darth Maul.
Yeah, really, though, really. But it's the good versus evil. He kind of, like, dragged himself out through hate.
I mean, if you saw, like, the rest of the season leading up to it...
He was pretty, like...
He does some badass shit,
he does some
dude.
Real badass shit.
He blinds fucking... What's his face?
Kanan.
Kanan, thank
Kanan
you.
Kanan Jarrus.
Kanan Jarrus.
See, I do watch it.
Yeah.
Fucking... I liked how they used... What was the creature that was, like, in between the force of good and evil?
Oh, I forget his name.
The Hullabaloo or some shit?
Something like the Hullabaloo.
Something dumb. I thought that was real cool.
He plays a big role in the finale.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. I'm just happy that they introduced, like,
he plays
more...
a weird role, though. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
I have an idea, but I don't know how Kanan got him all grumpy.
Basically, what's his name? It's fucking bothering me. Anyway, like, that big monster thing.
Yeah.
Like, Kanan goes to ask him for help because, like, the fucking Empire's, like, they found the rebel base and they're attacking it.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, like, Kanan's like, oh, I'm going to ask him for help. He asked for help. He's like, I don't interfere. He's like, I used to, like, not interfere, and then I realized that I could save lives. And then, like, he just basically becomes clouds and, like, rains lightning down on everything.
You see that they're rumoring that they're going to bring Ahsoka back for the next season?
I mean, she did.
They never showed that she died, though.
I know, yeah,
Darth Vader got out of there alive.
Yeah, but Darth Vader's pretty powerful, dude.
Exactly, that's the thing. I love that they turned her into a great Jedi, though. That was, like,
dope.
Because she always was that way, like, through Clone Wars.
No, it makes sense.
I binge-watched all the Clone Wars, like,
Clone Wars
a couple
way
months
better.
Ago.
I like Clone Wars
way
a lot.
Way better.
Way better. It's, like, more mature. That's the thing.
That's exactly it. Rebels is made for, like,
it's made
kids.
For kids. Well, it's on Teletoon XD.
Yeah. And
I mean, I guess Rebels, I think, was the same thing. I don't know. Anyway, we're doing a podcast. let's start things off like we always do. You're going to go through some rapid-fire news for us?
Yeah.
Some rapid-fire news.
Rapido. So, not so rapido. Burger King released an ad this week, and it was funny how the internet pranked them. So, they were trying to take advantage of new tech, and they set it up so that the ad would ask Cortana or whatever the Google version of Siri is.
It's just Google.
Yeah.
You just say, hello, Google.
Okay, well, in their ad, it was like...
Cortana's the Windows one.
Oh, true. Okay, so in their ad, it was like, hello, Google, could you what's in a Whopper? What's in a Whopper, right? And so people rigged Wikipedia so it would purposely read the wrong thing. So not only did it say it's the worst burger ever, they included, like, ingredients like cyanide and shit in the Wikipedia. So then whenever someone's TV called on their phone to read the definition of a Whopper, it just shat on Burger King.
Wait, so what did the app do? You, like, go in your Burger King app?
No, it was an ad. Like a TV ad.
So it played on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then people's phones would just repeat to them all the shit qualities of the Whopper.
Wait, I don't understand how the ad worked. So it played on TV.
Yeah, played on TV.
Like a regular Burger King ad.
Like a regular Burger King ad. And part of the Burger King ad was that it said, Google, what's in a Whopper? At the very end. So that when the ad ends, then it triggers your phone to tell you what's in a Whopper.
Oh, it's because it says Google what's in a Whopper.
Yeah. So it's trying to, like, use new tech and be hip, but it, like, completely fucking backfired.
Because it just triggers your phone.
And they didn't think that people could change Wikipedia.
That's a good idea, though. Like, why don't more companies do that?
It is. But now
to just, like, manipulate your phone, because your phone, like, auto-activates.
Yeah, or Siri,
if you're, like,
or
in
Xbox.
In the middle of, like, if you have your phone on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Xbox one's fucked. If you just say, like, Xbox turn off, like, your Xbox just turns off.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if the Whopper commercial did that to you.
Yeah, it's fucked.
How fucking unfair would that be?
I don't like it.
No, neither do I. But next one, more positive for many people in this nation. Monsieur Trudeau is passing the bill to legalize marijuana. Do you know on what date he wants to...
Is it 420?
No. Canada Day.
That's better.
Canada Day 2018, he wants to legalize marijuana, and then they came out with the actual legislation for it this past week.
Wait, so he wants it to be like this Canada Day?
Like 2018 Canada
Day. I was going to say, like, this Canada is a big Canada Day, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it the 100 year?
150.
150.
Yeah, Canada.
I should probably know that we're older than 100 years old. World War I was like over 100 years, I guess.
Yeah.
But anywho...
Well, the parameters aren't that scary.
What are the parameters? Break them down for me.
Break them down. The main one, it's like all to protect youth, pretty much.
Which is probably a good thing.
Oh, I totally agree, especially if we're legalizing it. So the first one is obvious. It's like you can't sell to a minor. The next one is for corporate, when it gets commercialized, is if you create a product that promotes to youth, they can fine you $5 million or give you 10 years jail time.
It's like Popeye's candy cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they can make Popeye's candy spliffs.
Yeah, Popeye's candy spliffs. And then it's also, which I totally agree with, is the zero tolerance with driving.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I gave this analogy to you earlier off the podcast, but it's like,
wait, we talk not on the podcast?
I know, it's a surprise.
In our personal life.
The example is like, I, as a man who enjoys his marijuanas, but does not do it as he drives, I know people that do, and I feel comfortable being in the car with them. But I can sure as fuck guarantee there's a handful of people that, like, they get catatonic. Like, I would not want them to drive a car high, so I'm willing to take one for the team and have it be illegal for everyone, than let some of those people drive a car.
Well, the thing is, right, like, you can make the same argument, like, there's people who can drive drunk, you know, like, there's,
yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man, you're just, like, it's a fucking gray area, right? Like, there's some people who, like, they'll drink coffee and they can't drive properly.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're all fucking edgy and shit. So, like, I don't know, saying that, like, there's a zero tolerance. But again, then again, it's, like, hard to draw a line. Like, alcohol, you can have two beers, mm-hmm. and you're allowed to drive. But, like, there's certain people, if those people have two beers, they shouldn't drive.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you and me, we could have four or five beers, and we'd be fine.
Yeah.
But.
And then, yeah, no, that's exactly why I think it's a better choice that they make it zero tolerance. Because it's, like, that line with alcohol is already, blurred and confusing.
No, it's a good pick, but like, do you think people will be upset because it's not a zero tolerance for alcohol?
But again,
how do you judge it? I don't know how you...
There's a spit test. And
yeah, but what does that measure? How much, the blood content?
Like, how much THC is in your blood? But even then,
yeah, but
it's
how
like,
would you know? Like,
how long ago did you smoke the spliff? How long ago did you get high?
Like, yeah, but it's like, it's easy for me to measure. Like, they're like, okay, I can't have a 0.08 blood alcohol level. I'm like, okay, that's like two beers. But if you're like, yeah, you can't have a 0.2 milligram blood count for fucking weed, and be like, okay, I have no idea what I'm at right now.
Exactly. That's why it's just better to just say,
no, it makes sense.
And then the one positive is we can all have up to four plants in our house.
Even me?
Even you.
Can I just use them as regular plants and not do anything with it?
Just leave them in the house and then like on the center table, just as a centerpiece.
Yeah, as a little centerpiece.
Hey, Mom, welcome to our humble abode.
Do you like my fern? Oh, Bailey sold me this fern.
I feel like some of our friends would be so mad if you just had it as a
If I had it, yeah, and just didn't do it. I like let it die.
No, don't touch that. Don't touch that. It's my houseplant.
That's my house. It's a good feng shui in the living room.
Oh, God. Okay, and then the scary note is... This one really fucked with me, man.
This fucked me up.
With all the Trump news, no one noticed this shit. Is the first black Muslim...
Black Muslim?
She's black and Muslim.
Okay. I didn't know the black part.
Yeah. State judge of New York was found murdered in the Hudson.
It's like they just like found her body.
They still don't know why, and they won't release any details.
That's a bad spot to find a body.
Yeah, like just floating there because it's so mysterious.
I feel like, I don't know, I mean, I don't know how often judges get killed, but it sounds like some mob shit, you know?
I agree. And apparently,
like angry, like if it's like an angry race, they're not gonna like throw a body in the Hudson. That's something like the mafia does.
What's a federal judge in the states called again?
A judge, like a supreme judge.
So she was in the Supreme Court before that. Before she was like the head judge of New York too. Like she was the first black federal judge, and then became the head judge of New York, and then just kind of like was found dead in a river.
Found dead in a river.
It's real.
It's a bad way to go out. It's like cinder blocks tied to your feet.
Well, she was floating, so
yeah. Maybe the rope broke.
No, it was like a couple days after. They were wondering why she didn't show up to work after. She was only at the job for, I think they said, 2 weeks. She was in the job for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's some race shit. That's some race shit, dude.
It's quite scary.
That's fucked up, dude. Let's move on, because I'm upset now.
Let's bring it
back to happy news.
Yeah, on happy news, and for Canadians, the Cheesecake Factory is coming to Toronto! And Yorkdale Mall. I'm super fucking stoked.
Yeah, we're going to meet up for, like, dinner and shit.
Oh, yeah, mucho cheesecake.
Little sub that we both work. I mean, you work at Yorkdale Mall. Yeah. I work right beside Yorkdale Mall.
Yeah, I won't say where I work at Yorkdale Mall, but it was like as soon as my boss found out.
Well, just say the food court.
Yeah, work at the food court in Yorkdale Mall.
You work at the Crate and Barrel.
Crate and Barrel. So, unironically, my boss just ran out of her back Crate and Barrel office and just yelled, "Our first staff's meeting at the Cheesecake Factory."
When's it opening?
It's for summer. I think it was August or July.
So it's like this summer.
Yeah, it's like this summer.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Okay, I'm down.
We're going to go. We'll get some cheesecake. We'll have Christine meet us there.
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
She'd be upset if we went without her.
Hey, it's not that hard of a subway ride.
Anyways. No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Back to sad news.
Oh.
Charlie Murphy died.
Why would you say it in that tone?
To be ironic, but Charlie Murphy died. It really sucks. He was only like 57, man.
Yeah.
57. Leukemia, too.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, like, leukemia will get you.
He was in one of my favorite shows, too. I was so bummed.
The Chappelle Show?
The Chappelle Show. And then no one else has heard of it, but Black Jesus.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
You gotta watch Black Jesus. It's so good. Like, the whole...
Sounds pretty offensive.
Well, it was made by the guys who wrote the Boondocks.
Oh, in that case, it's probably not offensive.
And it has a lot of the same, like, the voice actors are the actual actors. And... The whole premise is that...
like, it's a live-action show.
Yeah.
And the voice actors of the Boondocks are there.
Are the actual actors.
You worded that very poorly.
Sorry, my apologies.
The voice actors are the actors. I'm like, okay, if it's live-action, yeah, I assume they don't just dub over every actor.
Okay, fair enough. But the premise is that, like, because Jesus comes back to life, just like in Easter, is the idea of, like, when he was crucified in the last time, that he never really died. He was just walking the earth this whole time, and because he was actually black, the only place he could fit in wearing his robes and his sandals is in Compton, where everyone thinks he's just a homeless guy that's crazy and preaching the word of God. So it's like black Jesus is just this guy that everyone thinks is homeless in Compton, but he's like actually Jesus and no one
believes him. Does Charlie Murphy play black Jesus?
No, Charlie Murphy's his landlord.
That's pretty good. Who plays black Jesus? Is it anyone?
A Slink Johnson. You'd recognize him, but...
If I saw him?
Yeah, you'd recognize him if you saw him, but no one actually knows his name.
He's just Slink. His name is Slink?
Slink Johnson.
That's a terrible name.
I'm assuming that he has a real first name.
Yeah, it's probably like a stage name.
Yeah. He's a comedian.
Oh, his real name is Gerald. He was in Sharknado 3.
Oh, God. I know he's...
He has two credits.
For
it's
what?
Black Jesus and Sharknado 3.
I've seen him in other shit.
That's all his credits. All
right, fine, whatever. let's move on from Sharknado 2 and Slink Johnson.
Sharknado 3.
Oh, shit, 3.
The revival of the Sharknado series.
I didn't even know there was a third one.
Now you know. Slink Johnson's in it.
On other D-list celebrities.
Oh, he's in GTA 5.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's like plays most of the black guys in the voiceovers.
Oh, he plays fucking Franklin in GTA 5.
Yeah, yeah, see there
the
you go.
The black guy, if that.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
He's in Spook Hunters.
he's like
he plays Uber passenger in Major Deal.
The funny part is, it's like Jesus in that series always steals everyone's weed.
I lied. He plays Lamar in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh shit! And then Jesus, whenever he's rolling out, he calls everyone Pamp. So it's like, I'll see you later, Pamps. It's like Jesus. It's fucking awesome. Sorry, I can't gotta watch
Moving
this
on.
Show. The Situation. If you remember that guy.
Oh, I recall.
Oh, from the Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
This show that everyone loved to watch in high school?
Yeah, I never understood that.
I didn't get it. They would have Jersey Shore watching parties.
Yeah, everyone sat together and watched Jersey Shore. Why I was there for a lot of it.
I never understood it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those were my bad days, so I was usually just messed up while they were watching Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I had the balance. I worked the balance. Because you're going to prison for, like, tax evasion, right?
Tax evasion. For, like, a minimum of 10 years. They're looking at 20 right now.
If he gets convicted.
He's going to get convicted.
Yeah, he's probably evading taxes.
And he'll join the ranks of Blade for most high-profile tax evasion.
Do you know his
actual
name?
Wesley Snipes.
Okay.
Suck my dick. Stop trying to call me out on this shit.
Usually I'm right. You're doing good today. You're on point.
I've been reading.
You've had the right amount of beers and you're...
Exactly. Thank you. Oh, I just said, you complimented me too much. Tony Romo quits the footballs. And guess what sport he goes to next?
Curling.
Basketball. For the Mavericks.
Is he a tall man? He's not that tall,
nah,
is he?
He's, I'm pretty sure he's only like...
He's like
six,
maybe 6 feet.
He's like
feet.
6 or 6'1".
Yeah.
He's like short for the NFL, so he's got to be just 6 or 6'1".
Yeah. Well, like, quarterbacks are usually pretty tall, I guess, right? Like, there's Ben Roethlisberger, who's a giant, but that dude's like 6'6".
Yeah, they're like 6'6".
Like, Eli
Brady,
is...
Brady's 6'3". Like,
I think Eli's short, and he's like 6'1".
Yeah.
So I feel like Eli and Tony are like 6'1".
There's no way that Tony's good at basketball, though, man.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he... If he was, like, a good, like, point guard or something.
Yeah, but he fumbles the fuck out of a football
That's
all
a
the
good,
time.
I mean, I feel like he's just bad under pressure. That's, like, his...
And there's so much more individual pressure in basketball.
No, he's just, like, afraid to get hurt.
Yeah,
That's what I think it is.
I'll give you that.
He's bad because he's afraid to get hurt. Because he's a delicate little flower, that man.
I thought you'd take some bows to the face in professional basketball, though.
Yeah, but, like, you get, like, one every couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, but Tony Romo would take... He would take half a season off because he would get one hit.
No, you just wear that, like, clear face mask that looks really weird because you have a broken nose.
Like Kobe for that fucking 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, I'd be excited if Tony... Let's bring him on the Raptors.
Bring him on the Raptors. That will sell some tickets.
That'll sell some tickets.
Canadians love Mr. Romo. Probably shit
Yeah, if you put
him
on the Mavericks, that'd be a sight to be seen.
I thought the Mavericks, like, I don't know a lot about basketball, but I thought the Mavericks were shit.
They're okay. I think they're shit this year. I don't know a whole lot about basketball, to be honest.
Okay.
The last basketball game I went to, I think they actually played the Mavericks, and they got their asses beat. Yeah, no.
They used to have Dwight Howard, but that was like fucking 4 years ago.
Who's fucking Russell Westbrook on?
OKC, I thought. If he's not on OKC, he's on the Spurs.
He's definitely not on the Spurs. Anyway, we don't know shit about basketball. This is like the worst sport for us to talk about. It's the one sport that neither of us know.
Okay, fair enough.
I know who Kyle Lowry is. He's still injured. Broke his leg.
Yeah. He's still out.
I know Jonas Valanciunas has those ads where he makes figurines.
Those things like sold the fuck out too.
You know what my favorite thing? You know who Serge Ibaka is? I don't know anything about basketball, but I know the Raptors.
I've heard the name, but I don't
Serge Ibaka is like the fucking big man on the Raptors.
Yeah.
And every time he like scores a point, they like play like that. How about that?
That's
like
awesome.
Every time. And me and Christine were at a Raptors game, and it was hilarious.
Backer. What's the next section, Jeff?
The next section is my favorite section.
Yeah.
It's Jeff's Movie Minute.
Bam, bam, bam.
Jeff's Movie Minute. Anyway, my first one is like, it's one you gave me, but I know more about it than you probably. We're going to talk about it in Jeff's Movie Minute.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Warner Brothers is being sued for $900
million? Yeah, $900 million.
And they basically have to prove that ghosts are real to win the case.
It's just so ridiculous. Like, imagine if we decide that ghosts are real because of a Warner Brothers.
I mean, if anyone's going to figure it out, it's like, there's $900 million on the line.
Do you think they're going to employ the ghost hunters to figure it out for them?
The spooky ghost hunters? Let me tell you what bothers me about the ghost hunters. They always go to like...
I just can't take them seriously.
We're in this... They always go like, oh, we're in this like ancient German like castle. Cemetery. Yeah, this castle from ancient Germany. And then there's like, hello, is there any ghosts here? I'm like, they don't speak fucking English. If there's like ancient ghosts, they're going to be like, hello? They're like, da?
Oh, jeez. And like a rock falls and they just panic.
Yeah, and then they just start booking it.
That's the part that's always annoyed me, is like, they're professional ghost hunters. Why are they spooked when they see ghost things?
They're always running away.
It's the purpose of your job.
Yeah, that's the optimal goal, right? Is to see a spooky ghost thing.
Yeah, like a scientist who studies bats, when he sees a bat fly at him, is like, oh, cool, man. Like, he doesn't freak out. Like, if your job is to find ghosts, you should be like, oh, cool, a ghost.
That's
like,
the thing. Finally, it's because they're not. That's not their job. They're trying to make television. I know. That's the thing. It's about...
But so why?
It's getting renewed for next season.
Why do they have to prove ghosts are real?
So basically, there's this writer who like based his book on some fucked up people. I think he knew their name. Their names aren't important.
Yeah.
There's this old couple,
the Warrens.
They like wrote about some spooky shit, which is like they're like, oh, there was this ghost and it did a spooky thing. But anywho. And then some guy, like, wrote a book about them and apparently, like, had them sign a contract to the exclusive rights to all their stories.
Yeah.
But then all the Conjuring movies are based off their stories.
Yeah.
So some guy waited till the optimal moment. He's like, all right, I'll let them pump out two.
Yeah.
Then they're going to bring out a third one. Well, they put out three because they put out two and they put out Annabelle.
Apparently he sent them a cease and desist after the second one.
And they basically told him to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. So they said
poop. No, yeah, because he sent a cease and desist, and they're like, no, it's not based on the books. It's based on true stories.
Yeah.
So that's why they have to prove spooky ghosts are real.
Yeah, because they have to prove
those. Because they said there was a possessed doll.
Annabelle.
Anyway, fuck this story. Do you think ghosts are spooky?
I don't actually think they're spooky.
I think ghosts are pretty spooky.
I think they're our buddies. They're just curious.
Like Caspers? A bunch of Caspers?
Like Caspers, just more clueless.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, they just don't understand what's going on.
Anywho, did you see the trailer for the new Thor movie this week?
Fuck yes.
How do you feel?
I really liked it, just in terms of the graphics, like the graphic design. They made it seem more like Guardians, like they made it more 70s and retro.
No, that's the idea, right?
But I feel like the original ads didn't have that vibe.
What, the original ads for this movie?
Yeah,
this
for Thor. First one. Like all their posters and shit didn't have the like Technicolor Ragnarok on it and shit.
This is the first anything for that movie.
Oh, true. So that would have just been their original like
concept graphic. Yeah. Cool. This is like the teaser trailer. Like this is the first thing that comes out.
I like that they smashed World War Hulk into it. I mean Planet Hulk. Because otherwise it would have, like, I don't think it could have been a good standalone.
The whole thing, there's, like, a whole rights debacle with Hulk. Because, basically, Marvel owns the rights to have Hulk. But any standalone movie, Universal owns partial rights.
Okay.
So, like, they can't make a standalone Hulk movie without Universal.
Okay. And then I read that they're scared, too, just because of the bad record of Hulk movies as well. Like, they're worried that it just won't be received well by
audiences. Yeah, it's hard to make a good... Like,
so, all he does is smash things.
Yeah, he's better in an ensemble.
Yeah. And they never presented him as intelligent in any of the movies yet, so it's
right?
Like,
you ever watch, like, the Avengers cartoons?
Yeah.
They always do, like, the intelligent Hulk, or they had, Avengers Assemble is the new one.
Yeah.
And they have, like, they show, like, Hulk never turned back to Bruce Banner, but, like, Bruce Banner has, like, an inner monologue in his head.
Yeah.
And is, like, talking to him.
Yeah.
So, like, they never, like, fucking play on that shit. I feel like in this one, because he's the Hulk for so long, they're going to have him develop some intelligence.
I think they have to start to establish it, because it's going too deep without it, and it's, like, a core part. Like, they wouldn't have a whole comic series if the Hulk was just a dumb guy that tumped things.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm super stoked, though. Like, it just seems like a action movie jizz fest, and then also a nerd love fest.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. That works.
Because they're introducing, like, even the way they say that, it's like a buddy road trip movie. It's like,
yeah,
they're going to illustrate the whole universe outside of Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Yeah, because it's like, well, right? This whole thing with Thor is, like, they have all the realms, right?
Yeah.
So they have Hera's something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have Hela, who's... I can never pronounce the fucking realms. Like, Thisnengard?
I can't.
Which, basically, there's, like, two fucking realms that are both basically hell. And, like, Hela's whole thing is that she can summon Surtur.
Yeah.
Who's, like, basically the devil.
Yeah.
And it's, like... I don't know. Just dope. They never do anything with Thor. They're always like, oh, he's on Earth, and he lost his powers. It's like, oh, he's on Earth, and there's dark elves coming. Like, no one cares.
Yeah.
Do some cool, like, bounce between realms. Do some shit.
Yeah, no, I always thought it was cool how just simple it is that they're Asgardian. They look like humans, but they're just badass. And
yeah,
their powers are so, like, misconstrued that you don't really know what's good with them.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. There's, like, I think this came out, like, a while ago, but I got all my facts, so we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
They have a whole, it's, like, all subjective at this point, but the rumor is that for the 80th anniversary of Batman, they're going to come out with 4 Batman-related movies in 1 year.
Oh, damn.
They've already confirmed they're doing Gotham City Sirens, they've confirmed they're doing Batgirl, they've, like, half confirmed they're doing Nightwing, and obviously they're doing the Batman standalone movie.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is that they're going to establish basically the way they did the Avengers movie. They're going to do, like, the Batman saga.
That would be cool.
And they're going to have Batgirl, Nightwing, Gotham City Sirens, and then they're going to have a Batman movie, which is like a team-up.
How does Gotham City Sirens fit into, like, the Bat family?
Because it establishes a universe, right?
Okay.
It's more universe-building than anything.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, like, you could have other characters in the Gotham City Sirens. Like, you could have, like, a Jason Todd.
And then it would introduce for Nightwing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Jason Todd isn't Nightwing, but,
No, he's the bad one.
Red Hood.
The Red Hood or whatever?
Red Hood.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I mix up the Bat Sons and the Robins.
You got your Damian Waynes, you got your Tim Drakes.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
The Tim Drake and the Jason Todd.
No one cares about Tim Drake. Just forget about Tim Drake.
I get real confused.
It becomes like Red Robin and no one cares.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be Batgirl?
I've been thinking a lot about this. I've been doing a lot of thinking. You ever see Star Trek, the second Star Trek?
Like the Into Darkness?
Into Darkness.
Yeah.
The blonde chick from that.
Yeah, I just watched that the other
Alice
day.
Alice Eve.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's my pick.
That could work.
Because, like, the thing is, they're probably going to cast, like, a fucking Emma Stone or something. Yeah. But I think that's too young.
I want Alison Brie, just because she's hot as fuck.
Alison Brie, yeah, could work. That could work.
Brunette? Witty?
I mean, she's, like, typically a redhead.
Not if you watch Community.
No, I mean the fucking Batgirl's typically a redhead, you dumb fuck.
I'm talking shit. It could work, though. Yeah, you are right.
She's typically a redhead. So people are going like, oh, you get Emma Stone. Someone fucking threw out a funny one. Jessica Chastain.
Oh, shit.
Because she's like, but she's like 40. Because it's like, I don't know how old Batman's supposed to be in the movie. He's probably like late 40s, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe 40.
They won't add context because it will just make the whole storyline confusing.
So like Batgirl should probably be... Because like, oh no, because Commissioner
Gordon's... She's in like her 20s in the when she's the character, right?
Yeah, like she starts in when she's in college.
Yeah, so she'd be 19.
So she's like around 20.
Least.
Yeah. Yeah. But then like, you ever, like, do you know the Killing Joke storyline?
I know how, like, the main plot points, but not
basically,
the whole...
she gets shot in the spine and she's paralyzed. And then, so it's like, oh, are they going to do that? But then, like, but that happens when she's really young and that doesn't line up with the timeline. Anyway, I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah.
Nightwing is, like, the biggest movie I want.
I think
Nightwing's, like, my favorite character, dude.
I think that would sell well, too.
Yeah.
Just because it's, like, a younger version. Batman's been done so many fucking
times. Yeah, Batman's, like,
now.
Too dark and gritty. You can have a fun Nightwing movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the thing. Like, DC needs to make more fun movies.
That's the Snyderisms. The Snyderisms is what screwed over DC, I'm telling you, man.
Well, no, the biggest thing is, like, people make the argument that, like, Marvel makes way more money than DC.
Yeah.
But, like, Marvel plays to a different audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, DC is trying to make, like, good films.
Yeah.
And Marvel just makes, like, fun kid movies, basically.
I don't know if it would be fun kid movies, but they make something that's appealing to a general audience, and DC's trying to make, like, a good comic book movie, but Marvel hits, like, all the points of the different genres, right?
Not really, dude. Every movie's the fucking same.
Not every movie. I genuinely like Doctor Strange because of that, because I thought it was much different than
Doctor Strange
ones.
Is probably one of the weaker movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Fine.
Like, I enjoyed it, but, like, the plot of that is, like, it doesn't really make sense. He becomes Sorcerer Supreme in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's the thing. But you can't... It's like an Iron Fist. You can't really drag it on, because then otherwise it will
Iron Fist,
like...
he showed up being Iron Fist. That's how you make that movie.
But, I mean...
That's exactly what you do. Start the movie with him already knowing some shit.
Yeah, but no, I mean in the sense of
and then
how
you
it actually played out.
And then you flashback to him trying to become a Sorcerer Supreme.
But I mean,
and how have a time jump.
I mean, how it played out, because then you'll have another case of Danny Rand trying to explain how the fuck he's Danny Rand.
Don't make me explain how
anyone.
Fucking bad that show was.
That's what I mean. But if you did that with Doctor Strange, everyone would be equally as confused. Okay, so we got this guy. We apparently know that he can, like, go to another universe, but, like, he won't show anyone. Like,
all he has to do is show them, and he does.
Oh, fine.
Doctor Strange is inherently better than Iron Fist.
Yeah, okay, fine, fuck it. All right, let's move on.
But, like, you look at fucking the last two Thor movies.
Yeah.
Just fucking a cookie cutter of a movie.
I do not remember what
exactly.
The second Thor movie was about.
Basically, there's Malekith, and he releases the ether, which is colliding all the nine realms in on each other, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember the ending where it was like the three guys and they're in the field and then Loki pretends to sacrifice himself and pretends to die.
Yeah, they had to like make a bunch of portals or something.
It was too much. I was just watching like this is just fucking plot holes that writers are filling in right here. Like, where do you, then super nerdy question then since we're going deep on the Marvel, where do you think the last Infinity Gem is then?
It's Heimdall.
You think it's Heimdall?
Oh, it's definitely Heimdall. Because it has to be in Thor Ragnarok.
It has to be, yeah.
And the only one missing is the soul
stone.
Or gem, whatever you want to call it. And he, like, says in the Thor movies he can see every soul.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think Heimdall dies in Thor Ragnarok.
I would agree. That's what I thought, too.
And then, it only makes sense.
Yeah, well, his eye, because that's his eye color is the color of the soul stone, too. Yeah. So it's like there's and he's
or
the only,
gem,
whatever, yeah, or gem, and he's the only one that like lives out of Asgard. So it's like, how does he get away? Maybe it's because he's got extra magical powers,
or maybe he did.
No, because they show him in that scene where he looks like disgruntled and he's in a forest and not in his fancy Heimdall armor.
Maybe it's a dream.
A dream sequence? Don't pull a Batman dream sequence on me. I don't
know. Or maybe
want
it's another Thor dream sequence from fucking Avengers Age of Ultron.
But that...
Where he's in a hot tub just like, Heimdall! No! Look at my pecs in this hot tub for some reason.
This tub is too hot. I'm having visions. Let me splash my hair around.
See, I feel like everyone thinks Marvel movies are better than they are. That's my argument.
No, I agree.
People think they're better than they are.
I like Marvel TV better than Marvel Netflix.
Marvel Netflix is good.
I like
it better. DC TV is better than Marvel TV.
I don't agree.
Have you seen The Flash or The Arrows?
I have tried to watch The Flash, and it's just like a... Like, I watched the first two episodes. Like, I need to commit to see if it gets better after the pilot and the second one. But it's like the pilot and the second one. I just couldn't keep watching. It's just...
The Flash is, like... The thing is like... The DC shows are more for, like, people who, like, know comic book shit.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll have, like, a Gorilla Grodd episode. And everyone's just like, ah! And it doesn't matter how good the episode is because they had Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Marvel shows are, like, they give you nothing. And they're just, like... Watch this black guy be bulletproof and take a fucking skill saw to his chest.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
But they're trying, like, and I feel, I get why comic book people hate it, but I enjoy the fact that they're trying to set it in realism and make it relatable, because I feel like that's what comic books did originally, was try to make it relatable to the people viewing it, right?
No, that's the difference between Marvel and DC. Marvel's whole shtick was always trying to appeal to the common audience. That's why, like, fucking Spider-Man was the best-selling comic book.
Yeah, true.
Because they're trying to relate him to the audience.
Yeah.
Whereas DC was always like, look at this outlandish shit that, like, you can look at as the pinnacle of mankind. Look at Superman. Look at...
You are right. Especially with
different
Superman.
Ideologies. Anyway, I think it's time to move on to our topic of the week. What's our topic of the week this week, Bailey? We're talking about Easter.
I was going to answer, and then you cut me off. I was going to give a spastic Easter announcement.
Sorry, I can ask again if you
don't. No, I don't want
to.
All right,
we're going to talk about Easter.
All right.
How do you feel about it? Eh?
Eh, but
moving on,
and
no.
Shit. The mascot confuses the fuck out of me.
I don't know if the mascot's the right term.
Mascot? Representative?
The representative.
Brand ambassador?
All right, we'll go with brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador for Easter. The bunnies.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about
that. Is it all the bunnies? One bunny? I don't know.
Who's to say, really? It's a lot of bunnies, I guess. But, like, yeah, no, that's, like, I never understood how they had that connection.
Like, in general, like, with all holidays?
There's a reason, right?
Is there really, though?
Yeah, they're, like... There must have not just been one day. It's like, what if we just had a big bunny that just, like, gave everyone chocolate eggs?
Well, like, I would hope so, because at least all the other holiday
mascots... You'd think we would have done our research before we...
But all the other holiday mascots at least have something tied to it.
Like what?
You know what I mean? Like...
Like Santa, I guess.
Cupid was a real, like... Well,
a real flying...
He was a Greek myth before he became adopted to, like, a traditional holiday.
Yeah.
St. Nicholas was a saint. You got fucking jack-o'-lanterns for pumpkins because that's all they had when they would make fucking Halloween things. Like, where does the bunny come from?
Where does the bunny come from?
Is it because British people eat a lot of bunnies?
You think that's what
I think it's because British people eat a lot of bunnies.
I feel like it's just like someone just, with all these things, I feel like it's just like one parent bullshitting.
Yeah.
And then
it
just gets out of hand.
It's like Santa to the next degree.
Yeah. I mean, let's like talk about how fucked it is that we even make up these things as a whole.
Yeah, I was like, trying to Google the Easter Bunny, but I can't record in Google.
I never understood why, like, I don't know how, like, real your parents were about it. But, like, my parents really wanted me to believe that the Easter Bunny was a thing. And, like, from the get-go, I'm like, wait, so a rat... No, this doesn't make sense. There's a lot of plot holes in this.
Yeah, no, my parents were too real with me with all the holidays. Like, I got told Santa was fake way too early.
I mean, like, I figured it out because, like, my brother's 4 years older and he's a piece of shit. But...
Of course, of course.
Yeah, because, like, imagine how... young the average person like figures out that Santa's not real. So like the second my brother found out, I knew.
Yeah,
because I just like had a moment of joy. He's like, yeah, Santa's not real. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
Like mine was I heard the whispers around school, and then I got a cat in grade 3 or grade 2. I got a cat and I heard my dad walk in with work boots. I was like, okay, there ain't no fucking Santa. My dad gave me a cat. You think Santa came in my apartment building, which has no chimney, and left me a living animal? Like, this shit ain't real. But I can't believe they try to trick you about the Easter Bunny, especially like if you're like I'm trying not to give too much details away, but especially if a family member of yours is religious, why would they try to trick you to like believe that the Easter Bunny is real?
We can be real. We can say it's my mom. She's super religious.
Okay,
but you know my mom. She wants what's best for me always. She just wants me to be happy.
Yeah.
That's all. That's her life's goal, is for me personally to be happy.
Okay.
So, like, if she... if she thinks that, like... Oh, like, maybe we'll just, like, give him some joy. And he's just, like, a miserable child who just, like, plays Legos 12 hours a day. We'll just be like, yeah, there's this bunny. He'll come, he'll bring you way too much chocolate. Because you're, like, 6 foot tall and 70 pounds. So here's all the chocolate.
Eat it. Eat it. Like, what's another weird holiday?
But then again, let's be clear. I knew that it wasn't a thing, and I probably let that shit ride for, like, 6 years.
Yeah, just for more
chocolate.
Because
I just never brought it up.
You just wanted more chocolate.
No, because I probably got Easter Bunny chocolate till I moved out.
Yeah, I feel like everybody did.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't get less chocolate. I was just like, my mom enjoys this more than I do.
Okay.
I'm going to just let her up. Like, I wonder where he hid it this year. And I'm, like, growing facial hair, like...
So then, not trying to get too much into the Jesus-y part just yet, but, like, what does the bunny, like, I just don't understand symbolically what it has to do. Like, in general, at least all the other guys you can attribute, like, you know, once again, Cupid's like a fucking baby that shoots love arrows. Like, it kind of, you look at it, it makes sense. It's like Easter, you're being told that it's a religious holiday, but I see a bunny, and...
Well, basically, is from what I can gather from my 12 seconds of Googling that was not helpful, is that it's basically just a bunny because it's like a springtime holiday.
And bunnies like to fuck in the spring?
No, bunnies is just like all the bunnies come back in the spring. Apparently, they call it oyster hair.
Okay.
I don't know. The idea of an egg-giving hare went to the U.S. in 18th century. Protestant German immigrants in the Pennsylvania Dutch area told their children about the oyster hare.
What if it's like a fertility thing? Because, like, bunnies fuck a lot, and, like, back in the day, you'd want to fuck in the spring because your kid's going to be okay.
Why would you want to fuck in the spring?
Because then you'll have the baby after winter.
You have the baby, like, in winter.
No, like, if you're fucking in May and you have a 9-month term,
yeah,
there's
already
3 months out of the year gone, but the baby would be born in January. You got to raise it inside for 2-3 months.
January, February, March they got to deal with.
And inside, you're just breastfeeding it for a couple months. You're good to go.
Yeah, it's bad math. It's not like they have fucking heaters back in...
They have fireplaces, and it's not like there's baby formula. That thing's going to be sucking on your tit for a minute.
For a minute. But then what's the point of having it then, if it's going to be inside anyway?
Because
your logic is flawed.
Because it's going to be inside taking care of it, and then once it's ready to, like, walk and eat and shit, you can actually take it outside in the next spring cycle where there's more bunnies, and you'll start the fucking again. That doesn't make sense? It's like a fertility.
It seems like a stretch, dude.
Because, well, bunnies are, like, a sign of fertility. You don't think so?
All the fucking things I'm looking up are just saying that, like, yeah, it came to the U.S. in the 18th century. It's like, but where did it start? I don't care about when it came to the U.S.
Where do you think the chocolate got involved then? Why give chocolate? Okay, fuck the bunny. Why give chocolate?
Okay, so here's the thing. It's just like a German thing. As with most things, it's just like weird German parents.
Stuff we picked up from the goddamn Germans.
The goddamn Germans.
Even though we're both like German.
It's like Krampus, you know?
Yeah, okay, Krampus. Good
it's
old
like,
Krampus.
It's like Krampus. So I think it's like a smaller version of Christmas.
Okay.
So it's like, if you be good, the Easter Bunny will bring you some chocolates.
So all of this is just about, like, disciplining your children.
Yeah, it's all about, like, olden time people don't know how to, like, teach right and wrong to their kids, or they gotta bribe them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. It's just another excuse for that.
I'll take that. That's, like, the most logical answer I've heard.
They're already bored of all their Christmas things. It's like, oh, fuck, we're in April, and they're already being shitty again.
Fuck,
it's like, all right, if you be good, there's a big bunny. He'll bring you some chocolates. We're already broke from Christmas, so all we can do is some egg-shaped chocolates. Everything we have left over is egg-shaped.
It's just because it's, like, from back in the day. It's like, I know that stick in the wheel we brought you at Christmas is, like, real fucking fun.
It's starting to square out at this point.
We'll give you some chocolate, I promise. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We made it through the winter.
We survived.
Now go find yourself a 12-year-old wife and continue the family.
Because it's the time for the fertility fucking.
I think this is a good time to call it. You good?
Yeah, let's take a little break. I need to do some more drinking.
Yeah, let's do some more drinking.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, what are we going to talk about? The religious aspect of Easter? Because that's a whole Pandora's box.
Yes, and we're not ready to open it just yet.
All right. Either way, we'll be back. And we're back. So we're talking about Easter, right?
Yeah, Easter.
I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
What do you think Jesus would think if he, like, came to modern day and saw what Easter was?
I feel like he would be...
You think he'd be disappointed?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he'd be sad that, like, it's like, a big deal for him? And they're like, yeah, you just get, like, chocolates from a rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, man, I motherfucking... died for 3 days.
I died for your sins.
And y'all just eat a bunch of chocolate.
Came back to life. And no one gives a fuck anymore.
Maybe the Jewish people have it right with Passover.
Yeah, I don't really know what Passover's all about.
I don't fully know, but it's the same. No, it's not.
Is that the one with Lent?
Yeah, it's the one with Lent.
Isn't that about... I don't know what the fuck it... We should probably like know some things.
I know that they have Palm Sunday.
That's helpful. I know that
because when Jesus came back to town,
pancake Sunday.
Yeah, because when Jesus came back to town, they fanned him with palms.
Is that the reason for Palm Sunday?
Yeah, but it was because they were like, it was something about how impoverished they were, so palms were the only thing that they have, so they took them off the trees.
I just remember Ash Wednesday, where you get like a little bit of ash just on your forehead.
Yeah,
because that's a weird fucking thing.
But I don't. If I was the J man, like I would not be all.
Don't
that
say the J man.
Why? Jesus? Can I say Jesus?
You can say Jesus.
Like I don't think Jesus. Like maybe he wouldn't be totally disappointed. I don't think he would be stoked though.
I think he'd be kind of stoked.
Really?
Yeah.
What would Jesus be like in the 21st century?
I mean, he'd probably just be, like, a crazy person on the street. You know, like...
Yeah, kind of like the TV show I was explaining to you before.
Yeah, like, Okay, let's say...
Like, realistically, let's say Jesus was speaking, Jesus now...
Yeah, but let's say, no, like, all the stories you hear about Jesus are true.
Yeah.
So he can walk on water, he can turn water to... Walk on water, turn water to wine.
Yeah.
He can do all that shit.
Yeah.
He's just David Blaine.
Oh, fuck. No, he's Chris Angel.
No, because Chris Angel shit is just stupid. He's like, I walk through this, like, sheet of glass. I'm like, okay, that's not glass. Like,
so you're saying David Blaine is the real deal?
David Blaine's like, as far as magicians go...
He is. I just hate his delivery.
Yeah, he's like the most monotone dude in the world.
Yeah.
As Jesus would be. He's not like, Chris Angel's just like, guys, check out how cool this shit is. And he just like hypes it up for 20 minutes and there's one thing. David Blaine will just be like in a conversation with you. He's like, oh, by the way, like, check your butthole. And you pull out your butthole and it's like, remember that phone number I told you to memorize 3 weeks ago? That's the phone number. And he just does some crazy shit.
I think that's the best comparison I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Jesus is David Blaine.
Yeah, David Blaine's just Jesus.
Like, disappointment is probably the wrong term. Do you think he would just be confused as fuck?
I mean, he'd probably be super confused. Like, imagine, like, if he had no observation of, like, what led to this moment.
Yeah.
He just, like, was revived today.
Exactly.
Like, Jesus came back to life today. He's like, oh, I wonder, like, it's almost like the date of my death. Let's see what they're doing. He just, like, walked into a Walmart. And they're like, it's Easter. He's like, Easter? What's Easter? And they're like, oh, it's
the bunny.
We like celebrate Jesus' death. And then like everyone gets a bunch of chocolates. And the Easter bunny comes. He's like, what's the Easter bunny? He's like, well, you know, like, because Jesus died.
That's what gets me. So it's like, forget Canada. It's like America is a traditionally Christian nation, right?
Sure.
Okay. And then Jesus... All those Baptists and the born-again Christians believe that Jesus is going to come again. And he comes back and he's just like, the fuck, you're worshiping a bunny that poops eggs?
But then again, like, the same people who are religious aren't the same people who are celebrating Easter. Like, people who are super religious are like, I mean, you can mention my mom as your president, but like, the people who are like devout Christians are like, they go to church on Easter and they're doing the Ash Wednesday.
But they still give their kids chocolate eggs.
Yeah, but that's just because they want their kids to fit in. If you're the one parent who doesn't give their kids chocolate eggs.
I guess so. But how do you justify that? I guess we're getting into a deeper conversation of, like, why give presents on Christmas even though it's Jesus' birthday. But, like...
Yeah, just consumerism at its finest.
Yeah, which is the sad part. It's just, like, I feel like if Jesus really were here, he'd be like, what's good? Like, what's going on?
I feel like Jesus would hate consumerism.
Yeah, well, I mean, he only said it in the Ten Commandments.
Jesus said in the Ten Commandments, I hate
consumerism. Fuck consumerism is what he said.
That's the most painful sentence I've ever heard. But
he would be hella confused. Like, why does a bunny poop eggs anyways?
Bunny, we're going to have this argument again. Why do you think bunny, like, what fucking thing did you see that bunnies poop chocolate eggs?
In all of the Cadbury mini eggs, Cadbury mini eggs, I was almost about to say cream eggs, Cadbury mini egg commercials, the bunny, it's a bunny hopping across the screen, and it poops mini eggs as it goes across. Like, it's normal fucking critique for good old Cadbury. You gotta have an Easter bunny, and the Easter bunny's gotta poop eggs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's just the thing?
It's just the thing. The Colbert outlined it. I told you this.
The Colbert outlined it.
Colbert is my Jesus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that who Jesus came back as? Is Stephen Colbert?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like he's super Jewy.
He's pretty... No, he's real Catholic, actually.
Oh, yeah, he is, isn't he?
He's real Catholic.
I'm thinking of John Stewart.
Yeah, John Stewart's...
He's super Jewy.
He's real Jewish. And then, Stephen...
You know what's the thing? Is it offensive to say Jewy? I said Jewy to Christine the other day, and she's like, you can't say that.
I think it's offensive unless you're talking about someone like John Stewart who would also use it in that context.
Yeah, I was referring to, like, the management, like, my company. I'm like, yeah, they're, like, super Jewy.
Yeah, then you're stereotyping. That's, like, racist.
But they're super Jewy.
But that's still not okay. Because then you're stereotyping their personality traits based upon their religion.
No, because he wears a yarmulke. So he looks super Jewy.
Then that's a whole, like, if, then that's all about the context you're saying it in. Like, personally, that context is, like, not okay, but, like, it's okay to others because you're describing him physically because he's got the yarmulke hat. Because I'm also the person who defends the fact that we grew up in Scarborough and we use black and brown as an adjective rather than a racial description, right? So, like, calling someone Jewy if you're wearing a yarmulke is because you look Jewy because you're wearing a yarmulke. Like, it's not. You're not adding any connotations.
I feel like it was the super that, like, made her offended, I guess. Because I'm like, he looks super Jewy.
It's the super.
Yeah, it's probably the super.
It's the super.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because if I say someone like, that guy looks super brown.
Yeah.
That's pretty offensive.
Like, to bring it all around, it's like if Jesus came back and he'd go, that guy looks super Jesus-y. It's going to be like, the fuck you mean, man?
I mean, I feel like he'd be like, that's very apt of you.
But Jesus...
You want to be one of my disciples? I'm like, I will try not to betray you, sir.
Are you going to give me lots of chocolate on Easter?
I'll get so much bread and fish.
Do I get lots of presents on your birthday still? Because that's my main critique here.
Yeah, no, I guess it's... If we're going to talk about...
What would be your first question if you met Jesus?
Why?
Touché. 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 I would just be like, what do you think about where you're born?
How do you feel about the gays?
Oh, God.
That'd probably be my first question.
How do you think of... Jesus Christ.
How do you feel about the gays?
Oh, God.
So or terrible. Be like, how come when he got resurrected, you just dipped.
Yeah, why
for like 2,000 years.
Did you see what you caused?
What were you doing that whole time?
My question would be like, why aren't you here? Like, why are you here and not in the Middle East? Oh, jeez.
I mean, yeah, if he was here.
Because it's just like there's so many problems out there right now. Jesus really wants to get back. Like, it would really help if he went back there right now.
I don't want to get bombed.
Yeah. Be like, yo, you're all Muslim and you all recognize me as an actual prophet. Like, it's okay, man.
It's
like,
okay,
we
man.
Don't need to kill each other.
The thing is, if, like, Jesus came back to life right now, like, what do you think it would take to prove that he's Jesus?
That's the point. Like,
no, do you think anyone would believe him?
I don't think so. Like, there's a family friend of mine that's going through that same issue of, like, that's... He thinks he's, like, a coming of Christ.
Maybe he is. Maybe that's the plot twist.
Oh, God.
We're talking about, like, oh, what if Jesus came back? Maybe he did. And everyone thought he was just a crazy person.
Because that's a moral debate. It's like, yeah, you walk into a father at a Catholic church and you go, I'm Jesus. How the fuck does he know if you are or not? There's, like, literally no definition to prove.
Well, I guess he could perform miracles, right?
But even Jesus didn't perform miracles on command. He performed miracles to display to the righteous of his values, right?
No, because he, like, turned water into wine just at will.
No, he turned water into wine at a party because they wanted...
Because he wanted to get lit AF. Yeah,
he wanted lit AF and then laid
after. He wanted to have the biggest jam of the year.
Pop some fire molly. No, it was he turned water into wine because the aristocrats didn't believe that... He was the son of God, and then he was actually, like, preaching righteous values to the population, right? Like, it wasn't like a, yo, Jesus, turn those jugs into wine, bro. We need to get a lit AF. Like, it was like a, yeah, I'm a subtly, like, all those water jugs, like, they wine now. And they went, like, holy fuck, you are magical. Like, it wasn't like a braggadocious means.
I'm not saying it was braggadocious, but I'm saying he could do it at will. He just chose not to.
Mm-hmm. But that means if Jesus is really the same righteous Jesus, he's not going to come here and just
perform miracles willy-nilly. No, I'm saying if he walks up to the Pope, say he finds the Pope, and the Pope's like, how do I know that you're Jesus? And he's just like drinking a cup of tea, and he just like turns it into Coke. And he'd be like, that's why, bitch.
That's why, bitch, I'm the son of God.
Scary Terry, bitch.
I'm nondescript Jesus. I've got long hair, but I don't look as white as normal.
I'm actually a shade of brown. Plot twist.
For realsies, though, especially considering our political times, like, I'm not trying to bring it all around to the black Jesus topic.
Oh, he'd be deported immediately.
Yeah, okay. Because that's
where you're getting at.
Yeah, like...
The fact that he's definitely was a brown guy.
He was at least brown, if not black. Like, he's at least not white.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why, like, people make the argument that, like, yeah, like, Jesus was probably black. Because wasn't he born in, like, the Middle East?
He was born in Jerusalem.
So why would he be black?
Like, the point is that, because the, sum it up appropriately, is that the European history books got it wrong, and that people in that time period were way more black. And
oh,
that,
yeah, I guess back then they probably were, right?
They were way more black, and because of Mary came from Nazareth, and Nazareth was inhabited by a lot of black people at that time, and that's, like, historically proven.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it's like there's a good chance that
but
Mary
he was just, like,
was
the
black.
Son of God, so, and God was probably a white dude.
God was probably a white dude, dude. All our skin naturally has melatonin and pigmentation, so the white people with less of it is actually not as pure. So it's like the idea that Jesus would have just been pure human by being black.
I mean, it goes both ways, I guess. Doesn't it?
It does. That's the confusing part.
People are black because they have more pigment in their skin because of the sun. People are white because they have less pigment in the skin because there's less sun.
Which is the confusing part of this whole
thing. So I guess they'd be in the middle.
Yeah.
If you're, like, pure, you'd be in the middle. You'd be gray.
Exactly.
Let's say gray. So Jesus was gray.
So Jesus should look like Voldemort or Darth Vader.
I mean, Darth Vader's pretty black.
Well, his voice is pretty black, but...
His suit is also black.
Yeah, but have you seen his face?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty gray.
Yeah, it's gray with no eyebrows.
Yeah, that's what Jesus looked like. Jesus. When you take up Darth Vader's mask, that's Jesus.
So, to summarize, what would Jesus think? He would look like Darth Vader.
Without the mask.
And he would just be confused at why we worship chocolate eggs.
He'd be pretty confused, dude.
Okay. You think he would get mad at the fact that, like, God didn't create bunnies that poop eggs?
I mean, I feel like he could just, like, make a phone call and make that happen.
Be like, bro, make these bunnies.
Dad,
make these bunnies poop eggs. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing he could do. I feel like he's got some pull, you know? I feel like he'd be more upset about the whole birthday debacle.
Yeah, I agree.
The birthday debacle's a bigger debacle.
The birthday debacle's a serious fucking problem in the J-Man's books.
Yeah. Stop saying J-Man.
Why? What's wrong with the J-Man?
Jesus.
That's a good old fucking Simpsons quote right there. I thought you were a Simpsons fan.
I don't like it. It's offensive.
Is it really?
I grew up with good Christian values. I've been to church at least twice in the last 10 years.
At least twice. Jesus.
Yeah.
Ironically.
I think I went for Easter Mass twice with my mom.
What do you think Jesus would want us to do for Easter?
Probably just, like, fuck each other and drink wine.
Yeah?
Yeah, he wants us
just
to be
like
happy.
Just like the good old days?
Yeah, he just wants us to be happy. What do you do? You fuck each other and drink wine.
That's what they did in my day, back at Nazareth.
Back in Nazareth, we just fucked each other and drank wine.
We get bored, I turn some water into wine.
We'd fuck each other.
We get more bored, I'ma baptize
you. Why do you think I hung out with prostitutes?
12 disciples, they were just my homies helping me get lit.
That's like my cuckold party.
Oh, God. Don't put that into the space. Just put a terrible idea into the news sphere. God damn.
Can't throw a cuckold party?
Yeah. Jesus was really just trying to throw the biggest cuckold party ever.
The world's biggest cuckold party.
And Judas fucking ruined it.
Judas ruined everything. He got jealous. Judas doesn't like to be cuckolded.
Oh, God. Judas just felt like, he was like, I'm not down for this cuckolding. I want my wife to myself.
You know that game where everyone, like, jerks off on a cracker and then whoever loses has to eat the cracker? No. Judas lost.
The fuck is the name of that game?
It's Easter Party?
Jizzy
Crackerton, I think.
Jizzy Crackerton
Hot
Wednesdays?
Waffle.
Hot Waffleton?
Pass the biscuit. Something with biscuit.
Biscuit? It's gotta be biscuit.
Do you think I just made that up?
I have heard that fucking lame joke before, but I don't know the term
for
it.
It's the real thing, dude. Yeah, let's just say I never lose. On purpose.
Would Jesus, especially considering our gender norms, would Jesus be... Now, stay away from what he would see himself as, but would Jesus be polyamorous? Like, would he have one wife, or would he be in love with all of society? Like, would he be polyamorous or monogamous?
I mean, I feel like he'd be asexual, if anything.
Would he?
Yeah, I feel like Jesus isn't sexually attracted to anyone.
According to who?
According to me. You asked my opinion, you fuck. What do you mean, according to who?
I'm just questioning your
opinion. If I was to, like, have my ideal picture of Jesus, he wasn't like... He's like, oh, I want to fuck right now. Like, Jesus doesn't want to fuck.
Why not? He's the son of God.
Why not? You're, like, disappointed that Jesus doesn't want to fuck.
Every other ancient religion has, like, demigods. Why can't Jesus create demigods?
Because Jesus isn't God.
But he's part of God. It's the Son of God.
We're all part of God.
I guess we all have the Holy Spirit in us,
we do.
We're all technically related
to Jesus.
The
Father and the Son and the Ookie Spooky Ghost.
The Ookie Spooky Spirit.
All right, we're going to take a break, Bailey.
Yeah, we got way too deep into religion.
We're
going to offend some people with that segment. Oh,
I mean, I feel like I said cuckold too much, but when we come back, we'll count how many times I say cuckold.
Cuckold.
And we'll be back.
Okay.
And we're back. So, I'm officially fucked.
Oh, yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are we talking... We're talking about, like, Jesus, right?
Yeah, it's
Jesus.
Jesus and Easter and some shit.
And all the shit.
Yeah, all the shit.
Yeah, Jesus. Jesus is a cool dude. What's fucked about religion? Is it all fucked?
It's all fucked. But I don't like that all our holidays are like...
All of our holidays.
Holidays are Catholic or Christian based. So like, J-Man, maybe I just want an Easter bunny. Maybe I just want some chocolate.
You just want a holiday that's just like, just chilling?
Yeah.
And some chocolate?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's set up like Martin Luther King Day and just not worry about the religious context tied to that. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, just be like, yeah, Jesus was a cool guy.
Yeah, Jesus was a cool guy.
I mean, I'll take the time off work, you know?
Yeah, time off work.
How weird is it you get, like, time off work for, like, Easter?
That's what I mean. Like, it confuses me.
I think it's weird that Easter is, like, a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
It's a long-ass weekend.
It's a long-ass weekend for what reason? Like, it's literally 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
We're in 2017. 2,000 years later, everyone has to take the day off for a day a guy died, and not everyone believes in it.
Yeah, it's super fucked, dude. Like, when you, like, really think about it, like, Christmas, I guess, kind of makes sense because it's become, like, a whole different thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus at this point.
Like, I can relate Christmas to Thanksgiving in the point that Thanksgiving isn't the matter of praising the fact that we destroyed the Aboriginals in North America,
yeah,
but is praising the fact that we're thankful for what we have.
But we're thankful for what we have, and Christmas is all about, like...
What?
Consumerism.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that's a good point. What the fuck is Christmas even about?
Yeah, and Easter, more importantly. What is... If you don't believe in Jesus, what is Easter about?
You know what's weird to me? That Boxing Day is a holiday.
What's... I'm not trying to be dumb. The fuck did Boxing Day start out of? Was there boxing matches on, like...
No, Boxing Day is, like, a consumerism thing. That's, like, strictly...
Why is it called boxing? Like, what does the boxing have
because
to do with Boxing Day?
Because I'll fuck you up if you try and take that last flat-screen TV.
Like Black Friday?
Yeah.
That's kind of racist that they called it Black Friday. I never thought of that.
No, it's because it's like a stock market thing. Because when you're losing money,
okay,
you're in the red, but Black Friday is like... I'm just fucking throwing shit out there. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
But I'm going with it being a... I don't think it's like a race thing.
I literally never thought of it until then.
The color black has more than race associated
with it.
But
what's so bad or different about Black Friday?
What do you mean?
Let's forget that. We're on Easter.
It's
because
you're saving money.
We're on Easter.
It's about saving money.
Okay, I guess so.
That's what Black Friday's about.
It's in the black because you're not in debt.
Yeah, because you're saving money. That's what I'm going with. I could be completely wrong. Probably am, as usual. But who's going to call me out on it? Not you.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Religion? We're talking about religion?
Religion.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to religion.
Well, I know you wanted to go... Well, we got there because fucking Easter is the J-Man's goddamn resurrection.
Stop saying J-Man. What's... All right, so we're talking about how, basically, the fact that religious holidays are fucked up.
Yeah.
What's a fucked up religion to you?
A fucked up religion, man. You're trying to put me on blast here. Come on. Well, I'm going to go with the extremist Islam.
Jeez! I don't know if I call that, like, extremist religion.
Well, because there's a difference between supporting your Muslim ideologies and there's a difference between... like creating a caliphate based on laws created 2,000 years ago.
I mean, Christianity, if you follow Christianity to a T, it's fucked up.
Yeah, and I don't support the born-again Christians or the Baptists either.
I don't know why you say born-again Christians. Like, it's... Born-again Christian just means, like, you weren't Christian, and you're, like, as an adult, like, oh, I'm born again.
Because that's fucked up to me. You can't just declare you're born again as this religion. Like, that's not... That's not. There's one thing to... If you can admittedly say you converted, that's personal growth. That's accepting a new religion. If you're saying, I'm born again as a Christian. I now believe in Jesus, so I'm a new person. It's like, no. The natural progression of man accepts different ideologies. It's like a political theorist, right? Like a political ideologist is going to pick different theories as he develops. I thought I was a communist.
I just feel like you're being intolerant.
You think I'm being intolerant?
When I was talking about weird religions, I got a list. I got my list consists of three.
Okay.
But I got Mormonism.
Okay.
Pretty fucking whack.
That was a control system.
Scientology.
Okay.
And Pastafarianism.
Pastafarianism. What's the difference between Pastafarianism and the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
That's what that is.
They call themselves Pastafarianists?
Yeah. They believe in the Flying Spaghetti Monster. They wear colanders on their head. Did you hear about the guy in Australia?
Yeah.
Who, like, insisted on having his driver's license photo with a colander on his head because he's a Pastafarianist? So his actual driver's license photo is just, like, him with a colander on his head?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He's like, this is my religious belief. You can't persecute on it. And they let him have that picture.
So what do Pastafarianists celebrate on Easter? The whole point is, how convoluted is Easter?
Right? I mean, it's pretty fucked up, right?
I agree, but, like, let's discuss, like, why the fuck is there a separation between other random holidays, religious holidays, and what is Easter? We're celebrating the day a guy came back to life that we have no proof of.
Realistically, it all boils down to just people celebrating things for the sake of celebrating things.
Yeah.
Like, we as people, we like to just be like, yeah, we're going to have a jam about something. We're just going to, like, hang out and be like, yeah, that was great, right? Yeah, that was great. People love to celebrate nonsense. And it just got blown way out of proportion.
And we ended up with bunnies pooping eggs.
I don't know. Stop fucking talking about bunnies pooping eggs.
It perplexes me, all right? This is not a normal situation, and we should be questioning why it
tastes like
chocolate.
How do you feel about Mormonism?
Because I'm a history nerd, I don't like Mormonism. I will
because
support...
Because of Joseph Smith? Joseph Smith?
Joseph Smith was a motherfucking...
Tra-la-la-la.
He was selfish. All he wanted to do was create Salt Lake City. He wanted to create his share of the United States of America. Like, I will believe that maybe other people were trying to interpret Mormonism in a valuable sense, but Joseph Smith, he wanted property. That was his goal. His goal through Mormonism was to generate a nation. That's why I don't support Mormonism.
That's why?
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about, like, polyamory?
Polyamory, like, I can respect it, but I'm not comfortable with it. There's a lot of people...
Have you seen Sister Wives?
Yeah, I have seen Sister Wives.
It's a good show.
That was fucking terrible.
That dude is super creepy.
Real creepy. Real creepy.
I saw the episode, like, a week ago with Christine where, like, his daughter was getting married. And he, like, married them. And it's super fucking creepy, dude.
I don't like that. It's like John and Kate plus 8. Even if you're a Christian, it's, like, weird, man. Like,
don't have multiple wives. Yeah. Like, how do you... I don't know, like, imagine... Like, let's say, like, the roles were reversed and sexism wasn't a thing. Imagine... It was just a thing where it's like, okay, I'm going to marry this woman. And like, yeah, no, she has like three other husbands though.
Yeah.
And that's fine. She just bounces from house to house. It's like, oh yeah, like I'm going to spend a couple days with you. And I'm going to go fuck my other husbands. Have kids with them.
It's not even a fact about fucking them. It's like you have kids.
You love them.
Yeah, you love them.
Yeah, it's not about sex. It's about love.
Yeah. You're supposed to go for my fam, take care of my fucking son, and then I'm supposed to expect you to go to the next man's house and take care of his children as well? Like, I'm going to be grumpy. I'm going to be like, no, my son's more important.
I mean, like, the whole ideology, I guess, is that all the sister wives work together, and they'll help each other. I feel like it only works, though, because the guy in the show is, like, I don't know what he does for a living, but he makes bank. Like, he has a house for each of them. So he just, like, bought four houses.
Maybe we're just being manipulated by TLC.
Maybe. No, probably. Yeah. But, like, imagine that, but, like, they don't have money. And it's like, you have four wives, but you live in the trailer park.
Exactly.
So you gotta share a trailer.
She's gonna look like a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, so like three of them like share the couch, and like the one you pick for that night stays in the bed. Like that has to be a scenario, right?
Yeah, I thought about that too. It was like even you do the sister wives of like, how do you choose who gets to be with the dude?
Yeah, how do you pick?
I want you tonight. No, honey, you take care of the kids and you do the dishes and you get the couch. Fuck you, Helen. I don't like you.
Helen, you piss me off.
Like, for realsies, though.
To be honest, I feel like that's, like, a super scheme to, like, just try and have sex as much as possible while still being married.
I agree with that. And that's my moral debate of why I'm not polyamorous. Because, like, yeah, it would be a cool idea to have multiple partners, but maybe I'm just a dude that's horny as fuck and I would like to have multiple partners.
Yeah, I feel like that's the idea, right? And I mean, I guess it's like inherent human nature to like you get bored.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know, man. That's just fucked up. My second one, you gotta talk about Scientology. How do you feel about Scientology? How fucked up is Scientology?
Scientology is one of the only things that I will say is legitimately a cult.
No, that's super a cult.
It is a cult. They are manipulating people, and they want your money for donations.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if you, like, really get down to it, like, you're, like, televangelists and shit, and, like, all religions basically want your money. That's...
If one of your churches is called the Celebrity Center, located in downtown L.A., what else do you want? Like, fuck. It drives me nuts.
But, like... The thing is, it's like a super gray area. Like, don't get me wrong. Let me preface this by saying fuck Scientology. But, like, the whole concept is they're not based in belief. They're based in just trying to make people feel better. That's all they want. They want you to, like...
And that's why I believe it's a cult. Because they employ basic psychoanalysis techniques. Now, you know more about psychology and the specifics than I do, and I will admit that. But they do basic therapy techniques to rope you in by confessing your own opinions on yourself and your own flaws. Then you get roped in, and then all of a sudden you've got to express deeper conflictions. It's like they're just manipulating the flaws of humanity for you to become a part of their religion, but their religion also just constitutes the idea that you have to donate tens of thousands of dollars to them.
Yeah, what's fucked up about it though is like they have like if you're like a Scientologist like in Toronto, you just like go to the place and like you do a thing. But like they have Scientology centers where like if you're a member in I think it's in LA. It's probably in LA. Let's say it's in LA. But they have Scientology centers where, like, you, like, live there. Oh, and then, yeah. Like, they have, like, a community where, like, you get a job, you do a thing, your kids are born, and then your kids are just, like, indoctrined into Scientology.
There's one in the South. There's another in L.A. They still have this – it's not Seaborn. Sea something. They still have the Seaborn Society that – L. Ron Hubbard made up to travel the sea so he could avoid cops. Like, he literally made a section of his religion so that he could avoid cops by being on a boat because he's in international waters.
Yeah, I mean, like, moral of the story, the guy who made it up was a fucking con man.
That's a whole nother story. I'm not going to go off here because I will go on a tangent, but, like, look up L. Ron Hubbard's history, bruh. Like, the man was with the dude who invented rockets. Like, he was in a fucking cult house of people who were scientists and religious fanatics that were writing science fiction. And L. Ron Hubbard was quoted as saying, how do you make the most money in the world? He's like, you start a religion. And then, coincidentally, he started Scientology.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. You don't think Easter is doing the same shit to us? Like, that's the whole point. It's like, yes, I will gladly, like, I hate saying the I'm spiritual because we do yoga and we stretch and I believe in the energies of the universe. But as soon as you apply connotation that has family values, like the world is changing, like I don't support that shit. So it's like, what does Easter mean to you? That's the biggest question I ask to everybody.
I mean, the biggest thing, like when I look at things, like just do whatever the fuck makes you happy. Like I hate, like let me preface this. I fucking hate religion. I hate religion probably more than anyone else ever. I'm at the top of the list of people who hate religion. Who's my favorite person in the world, Bailey?
Gandhi.
My mom. My mom is my favorite person in the world. Super religious. But, like, just do whatever you want is, like, my moral of the story.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing a like, if you believe in a thing and it doesn't harm anyone, yeah, do whatever the fuck you want.
I agree.
But, like, you look at religions, like, fucking, if you even call it a religion, you look at Scientology.
Yeah.
And you have people who are just fucking destroying their lives because their life is to support this cause.
Yeah.
That's a whole fucking different thing. Like, my, like,
I agree.
I don't want to fucking throw my mom with this analogy as much as I can. Let's say someone's very Christian.
Yeah, okay.
And their life revolves around doing church things and they do everything that the church wants to do, and it just makes them happy.
Yeah.
They do it as a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
That's fine. Do whatever the fuck you want. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck. Just don't tell me what to do. That's why fuck Mormons.
Yeah, because... Because
they'll fucking roll up on you. Do you remember the time I fucking sucked Mormons on you?
No.
You don't remember it? Okay.
This was back in the day.
I'm gonna tell a story to the listeners.
All right.
So I was on the bus, I think. Yeah, we'll say I'm on the bus.
Oh.
And then these two guys come up to me and they're like, like, how's it going? Oh my God, everything's going good. And we had like a little conversation for a while. I'm like, oh, like, they're like, do you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it's a tricky situation. And they're like, oh, like, Are you do you have belief? And I'm like, I guess I have belief. Like, that's a weird question to ask someone, but I'm just trying to get home from work. And they're like, oh, like, we'd love to, like, call you sometime and talk about some things. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's a phone number? I'm like, oh, I know Bailey's phone number.
Oh, God.
So I gave them Bailey's phone number. And then a week later, I see Bailey. He's like, yeah, like some random Mormons called me. And they're like, oh, yeah, like we talked on the bus the other day. And you said you were interested in what we were talking about. And he's like, it was super weird. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot to tell you. I gave Mormons your phone number. And that was the best time I've ever had.
Oh, I hated that shit. Because I may not have been the best person. I don't give my phone number out to anyone. So if a Mormon calls me trying to preach me about how I should join their religion, it's like, I'm going to be motherfucking freaked out. Who gave them my goddamn phone number? But Mormons is a whole other thing.
Mormons is a whole other thing.
In the terrifying way, though.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time to move on. We're going to move on.
Yeah,
we're going to get to our famous segment, the question of the day.
Yeah, who's it from?
Hold on, let me pull up the emails real quick. All right, I didn't have it ready.
No, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
Can you give me some Jeopardy music while I pull this up?
Oh, that's
fucking god awful. Okay, stop. I got one right here. This one is from Clarice from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. She might be a Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah. Okay. Is it like Transylvania, but American?
What? Sure. Right. Whatever.
Let's go.
She wants to know, if you can make up a new holiday, what holiday would you make up?
See, that's a hard one. I want to make a midsummer one, where we're just happy and chilling. It's not based around our nation.
Not based around our nation?
Yeah. Can we make like a...
Just a hangout day?
Like a Canada Santa day.
What the fuck?
Where we're just happy that we're Canadian. Like,
that's Canada Day.
Canada Day is one thing, but we need a mascot for Canada Day. We need like a Canadian Santa.
You need to, like, so
your I want a religious Canadian holiday because we're dope.
Like, you just want a second.
I'm very happy that I live in Canada because it's the best balance between America and Europe.
You want Maple-y, the Canadian Maple Leaf.
Maple-y Day?
Maple-y Day.
Maple-y Day.
After, like a month after Canada Day, they have another one. Like, don't forget, we're great.
So we'll do Maple-y Day, and since we're going to be next year one of the first nations to celebrate the legalization of marijuana.
I mean, don't cross your fingers.
We're going to walk around and say, a boot, and smoke a bunch of weed.
I mean, drugs are bad. Let's get that.
Drugs are bad, and you should only smoke weed after you are 19.
I mean, you should probably just not do it if it's not right for you, because drugs are bad. Or not. Have negative connotations and consequences.
Hence why, when you are 19, you can make the decision.
You can make your own decision. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, or you could fuck right off. So, Jeff,
I mean,
what holiday?
Don't listen to the guy who drinks a shitload of whiskey.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to tell you to not do a drug, so what, probably don't listen to me.
So what holiday? What holiday? Give me
what
a holiday.
What holiday would I make
up? Give me a holiday.
I'm going to make up Friendship Day.
Friendship Day.
Friendship Day is a day off from work. It takes place in August on my birthday.
Yeah.
Where everyone who I ask has to hang out with me. So my birthday is a national holiday.
Okay.
And anyone I want has to hang out with me.
Are we playing with, like, idealisms now? Because then I wish we would have one day where everyone just stops giving a fuck about all these racism issues and we all just get along.
I mean, you can't, like, enforce your ideals upon people.
Yeah, but it's like the no man's land day in World War II. We just go, okay, let's go to Pakistan and just,
I mean,
like,
you can declare it. You can be like, this is the holiday, but people don't have to listen to you.
Yeah, but now you're fucking firing out too many hypotheticals.
I'm saying it's a holiday. That's the rules of a holiday.
Because I don't know about you, but I believe in Festivus, and I'm pretty sure the Taliban don't.
Do you want Festivus to be a real holiday? Is that your...
I think Festivus should be celebrated by ISIS.
What is that? I think we established the 23rd, right?
Yeah.
23rd.
So I want all the Taliban and the ISIS to send me YouTube videos of their Festivus polls. Because that's what I'm looking forward to. Realistically, my life is based off of what Jerry Seinfeld told me when I was 6.
What are you going to do, you know? I think we're officially, like, we hit the point where, like, we're too drunk for the podcast, but...
You don't have a Would You Rather?
Oh, I do. And it's a good one.
Oh, you do, actually.
Yeah. Do you think I play games?
It's okay. You can say no.
I'm not going to lie. I texted Christine, and she told me one.
All right, let's go.
She figured it out.
All right, Christine, thank you.
Would you rather be the author of Twilight or the writer of a Nickelback song?
I'd rather be the author of Twilight.
You'd rather be you hate Nickelback that much?
Yeah, I hate Nickelback that much. I'd rather be the writer of a tween
novel.
What
if it's the one song that's in the Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, no, because you can still redeem yourself as the writer of a tween novel.
You can't redeem yourself as the writer of a Nickelback song?
No, you will forever be
Chad
Kroeger.
If you write one Nickelback song...
You will be Chad Kroeger. It just becomes you. It absorbs your being, and there's no way out of it. Next thing you know, you're writing Stairway to Heaven and getting sued 30 years later.
I can be your hero, baby. What's the Nickelback hero song?
Photograph.
No, there's a song called Hero.
That you just sang it.
No, that's Enrique Iglesias, you fuck.
Oh, wow.
I think Nickelback goes, I can be
I purposely
hero.
Pushed Nickelback out of my mind. Fuck Nickelback.
I love Nickelback, dude. Yeah, we all just want to be a big rock star. Then me rock boxing rock from 15, cause...
I could be envious that he married Avril Lavigne, because I would be down as fuck for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty dope. Anyway, I think that's this weekend's episode.
That's it? You're ending on Avril Lavigne?
Yeah. I'd give her a go.
Okay.
But I'm pretty fucked, and we gotta do some more shots and hang out. So, Thank you for listening, everyone. Where can people find us on the internets, Bailey?
On the internet, we are available at thingsthatarenews.com/.
Stop saying fucking... Don't say forward slash.
There's two different slashes on your keyboard. It's logical.
All right, no, I'm taking over. Watch how efficient this is. Okay, just watch.
Go.
Watch. Don't listen, just watch. Hi, everyone. You can find us on Instagram at thingsthatarenews. You can email us at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. We're on Facebook at Things That Are News, and we're on Podomatic and iTunes, also at Things That Are News. If you have any questions or a would you rather, please email us. I stated it before, but we're at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. Just if you enjoy sure you the don't... show, don't fucking interrupt me. If you enjoy the show, check out the YouTube, give us a like and a subscribe. It helps benefit the show. Any questions, you can fuck right off and tell Bailey he should probably not be on the podcast. Next week, it's just me. Just me, just yelling about things that I don't like. Main topic is fuck Bailey.
Add the forward slashes.
No forward slashes! You just say slash.
Forward slash.
You just say slash.
There's slashes on the keyboard.
Nobody says forward slash.
We live in 2017. We know there's a difference between slashes. Maybe our 40-year-old listeners don't like Timothy Oakes.
No, there's a slash and a backslash.
Forward
you don't
slash.
Say forward slash.
You say forward slash.
You say slash.
HTTP.
You say slash.
Colon. Forward slash. www.
Join me next week when I've strangled Bailey to death.
We're signing out.
Join us next week when our topic will be a different thing.
Dicks.
Stop fucking! God!
Have a good night.
You know, fucking aneurysm of this fucking podcast. There's not enough here in the